When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
What else can we be forgetting?
Kevin!
Have you ever accidentally left somebody behind or been left behind yourself on a vacation or a road trip? Maybe by now you've heard the story of a guy in France who, you can't even say he's in the doghouse with his wife. He'll be lucky for a long time to actually be in the same house as his wife after what he accidentally did while on vacation.
It's one thing to drive away and forget someone. It happens, and maybe you've experienced it. 833-287-1037. Feel free to share. But when you're on vacation and you're driving through France and you realize your wife hasn't been with you for 200 miles.
This is, the first thing I thought was, sure, it was an accident. So here's the backstory. They had a very long drive, about 27 hours, and they left at night to beat traffic, something we can all relate to. Mm-hmm. They made several stops during the first part of the trek, and about 4:30 in the morning, he stopped in to fuel up. That's where he left his wife and didn't realize for 186 miles. Now, his daughter was with them. She was sleeping. It was 4:30 in the morning. She was sleeping. Mm-hmm. It's assumed that his wife was sleeping as well. And when he was out pumping gas, she slipped out to use the restroom or just stretch her legs. It's a long road trip. She sat there for 4 hours waiting for him to come back. They tracked her cell phone. The cops finally had to get involved because the guy was freaking out. It's his wife, and he didn't do it on purpose. It was a complete accident, although the cops had to question him for a while to make sure there was no foul play. I don't know why they couldn't just call her phone
because
they found her tracking her phone. But either way, she's fine. I'm not sure he's going to be fine for quite a long time.
Well, here's the thing. He didn't know where she had gotten out because they had made several stops. So it's like, where did she leave the vehicle?
And because it was 4:30 in the morning, the poor guy didn't even remember the town or the gas station. Mm-hmm. He was really kind of just shooting darts with a blindfold on. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, everything's fine as far as the wife's safety.
Yes.
And their vacation was able to continue after a couple hours of pretty intense questioning, I imagine, from the cops. But how's his home life going to be when he gets back? Now, she's got ammunition for life.
Oh, sure.
Oh, really, Mr. Leave Me Behind for 200 miles?
In France.
Oh, really? Don't notice I'm not there for 4 hours.
So I can relate. During my first marriage, my husband and I used to ride motorcycles a lot on the weekends, long trips all around Wisconsin. And there was a whole group of us. Who had gone, we did what's called a poker run. Many of you know what those are. And you go from establishment to establishment, grabbing cards, and whoever's got the best poker hand at the end wins. We were at this one little place called Springfield Corners. There's a bar, there's a gas station, and about 20 homes and a big farm. That's about it. So we're getting ready to leave. All the bikes, there's probably, I would say, at least 50 of us, right? So it's loud, right? And I get on the back of the bike and I went, oh man, you know what? I'm going to go use the restroom quick before we take off because the next stop is a long ways away. So I jumped off the bike. I went and used the restroom. I come back out and everyone's gone. Everyone. There's no one in the parking lot. I'm like, what?
No, I think that's even worse because your husband ditched you. I'm sorry, forgot you. But you were on the back of his bike. How did he not know that you were not there? I mean, you're a tiny thing. Maybe that was why.
Yeah, I was really tiny back then. I don't know. I'm standing there thinking about what do I do? Didn't have cell phones at the time.
How long?
I would say it was probably a good 10 minutes. Then all of a sudden, I hear two motorcycles coming. And it's my husband and his best friend. And they're coming up.
You got to come with me, man. Don't make me do this by myself.
So upset because when he realized I wasn't on the bike, he thought I fell off.
Oh, geez.
And he didn't know.
Oh, I never thought
about
that.
So he was in panic mode. And I was livid. Like, how did you not know? I guess with all of those motorcycles revving up, all these Harley Davidsons revving up at the same time, you know, and you're moving around and people are talking and blah, blah. When I got, he didn't hear me say, I'm going to run in and use the bathroom is what happened. But man, I was freaked out for a little bit. Like, okay.
All those road trips my family took where I had to sit in the way, way back of the station wagon. Mm-hmm. I wonder how many times my dad tried to ditch me at a gas station.
Oh my God.
833-287-1037. I mean, this is a very select group, but have you ever been forgotten? Have you ever been left behind by quote unquote accident?
Or did you accidentally leave someone behind?
833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. A guy in Europe is in hot water with his wife. I don't really see why.
Oh,
he just forgot her for almost 200 miles on a family road trip in the middle of the night at a gas station.
Yeah, didn't know she wasn't in the car. 833-287-1037. Did you get left behind or did you leave someone else behind? Lane is in Poway. Lane, did you get left or were you the leaver?
I got left.
Okay, share the story.
So I was a kid, probably around 10, 11 years old. And we used to go, you know, roping, it's team roping. So we, as a kid, we used to go to our friend's house to go roping. So it's like late at night, and we just got done roping. We're all going to go out to dinner. So my sister told me, hey, go sit in the truck while we go get loaded up, and we'll head to the Richie Steiner. I got it, cool. So it's like 20 minutes goes by, and there's no one around the horse trailer anymore. Everyone's gone. And I'm like, as a kid, like, you're scared, right?
Yeah.
So I go to our friend's house because his wife lives there. She's out of town at a horse thing, and I'm all left alone. My dad left his cell phone in the truck, and this is back in the day where flip phones were just starting to come out.
Okay.
So I tried calling my mom because she was in town,
and
Mommy. We lived in the mountains with no service.
Oh, no.
She didn't answer. I called the house phone. No one answered. So I'm walking around, you know, hysterical. I got left behind. About 15, 20 minutes later, my dad comes back in our friend's truck to come pick me up. He forgot me at the roping.
Lane, at this point, were you doing one of those, I thought you were never coming back?
Well, of course. As a 10-year-old kid, he just got left behind.
That story gave me anxiety, bro. My parents left me behind for about, 20, 25 minutes. It seemed like 20 years at Disney World when I was 9 years old. I lagged behind as we were walking out of that dopey Hall of Presidents, whatever that is. And I don't know, I tied my shoe or something. I look up, everybody's gone. I was so scared to this day. I have nightmares about that afternoon, bro.
Oh, man. Yeah, unfortunately, it wasn't the first time my dad left one of his kids at a roping before, so he left my sister and her friend there at one, too.
Oh, that's
wow.
Great. Thanks for sharing that, Lane. We appreciate it. Heather is in La Mesa. Heather, did you get left or did you leave someone?
I got left. I was probably 6 years old. And we were going to Disneyland for the weekend, my parents and my sister and not me. and we had like a converted garage. So the car was parked up kind of near the window. And I noticed nobody was in the house. And so I ran to the window. And I don't know why I didn't run to the door. I was 6 and didn't use my head. I'm banging on the window, and my mom just happened to look up, and it was like out of a movie. Like, my dad looks up, my mom looks up, they look in the back seat like there's a doppelganger in the house. And, and then they came in. I was hysterical.
I bet. They were like, wait a minute, she's in the car. No, she's not.
Wow.
That's great.
Now, who got blamed?
Probably my sister.
Well, you know, when in doubt, blame the sister. I'm all for that. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.